optimism about the economy. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen believes a recession is not inevitable, but does acknowledge the U.S. economy will slow in the coming months. She tells ABC's This Week the administration is looking at lowering tariffs on China as one way to lower consumer costs.
The tariffs we inherited, some serves no strategic purpose and raise costs to consumers. And so reconfiguring some of those tariffs so they make more sense.
National Economic Council Director Brian Deese, also optimistic about the economy.
As we move through this transition, not only is a recession not inevitable, but what we as policymakers can do is take steps to build on our unique strengths in the American economy.
Deese on Fox News Sunday. The January 6th committee hearings resume this week. Maryland Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin, a panel member, was asked on NBC's Meet the Press if former Vice President Pence was a hero for not giving in to alleged pressure to challenge the election results.
Somebody who does their job and sticks to the law will stand out as a hero on that day.
Former President Trump at an event in Mississippi yesterday once again claimed he won the election. Another weekend of travel misery for many airline passengers. The tracking website FlightAware reporting more than 2,000 flights have been canceled today and many more delayed. Fox's Jonathan Sary is at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport in Atlanta.
A steady stream of travelers here trying to get on board their flights, hoping that they don't face any delays or cancellations. Atlanta's home to Delta Airlines, which explains a variety of factors continue to impact our operations, including challenges with air traffic control, weather, and unscheduled absences in some work groups.
Other airlines blame similar reasons for cancellations or delays. America is listening. Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Falcon 9 rocket was successfully launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida early this morning by SpaceX, the company's third mission in 3 days.
3, 2, 1, ignition. And lift off of Falcon 9. Go Falcon, go Globalstar.
The rocket put a commercial satellite into orbit. Afterward, mission controllers also safely landed the reusable first stage of the rocket. The governor of New York hoping for a full term as primary voting continues in the Empire State. Fox's Samantha Liebman with more.
Governor Kathy Hochul being challenged by Long Island Congressman Tom Suozzi and New York City public advocate Jemani Williams for the Democratic nomination. She is seeking a full term after ascending to the governor's mansion when Andrew Cuomo resigned last August amid several scandals. On the Republican side, four candidates competing: Congressman Lee Zeldin, former Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino, businessman Harry Wilson, and Andrew Giuliani, the son of New York City's former mayor. Primary races also for lieutenant governor, state assembly, and judges. Early voting continues through June 26th, ahead of the June 28th primary. Samantha Liebman, Fox News.
An effort is underway in Maryland to make Apple a unionized company. Fox's Jessica Stone has details.
Collective bargaining takes a bite out of technology company Apple. On Saturday, more than 100 employees of an Apple store in a Baltimore suburb voted overwhelmingly to join the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. In a statement, the Towson, Maryland worker said their driving motivation was to seek, quote, rights we do not currently have. The group says they put Apple CEO Tim Cook on notice last month ahead of the vote, No comment yet from Apple itself. Jessica Stone, Fox News.
I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.